Now, if you drop over to the next chapter, you'll find out that again he mentions this matter of strength and beauty. Verse 12, to wit, the two pillars and the pommels and the chapters which were on top of the two pillars and the two wreaths to cover the two pommels of the chapters which were on top of the pillars, and so on. You have here again a reference to that. God's calling particular attention to it. And then you have here in verse 16, he made chains as in the oracle and put them on the heads of the pillars and made 100 pomegranates and put them on the chains. We have here these chains. Now, what does that speak of? Well, it speaks the unity of the nation. It speaks of the unity of the tribes and the unity of the individuals that constitute the tribes, and the tribes in turn constitute the nation. It speaks of that. The thing is that God goes in for the matter of absolute unity, and that is something that a great many of God's people are omitting. We are split and fragmented into thousands of different groups. Every day sees a new organization come into existence. And I'm not sure that all of this is honoring to the Lord. He has even gone farther than that in the New Testament and given another figure, not a chain now, but a body. And he says the church is a body. The very interesting thing is that in the body you have different members, and some are members of honor and dishonor, but they're all in one body, and that is the picture of the church. So here's a great lesson that we have here, and then we have given to us these pomegranates. And if you will notice here in verse 16, there was 100 pomegranates, and then we go over to verse 13, and we read in 400 pomegranates on the two wreaths, and so on. Now, the pomegranates speak of fruitfulness, and that's the emphasis that is here. Then we find that the four colors were emphasized. There was the blue, the purple, the crimson, and the white, the fine twine linen, you see. Blue is the color of above, of heaven. Purple is royalty. And crimson speaks of redemption, the blood of Christ, and white speaks of the holy wall. All of these things are emphasized here in God's viewpoint, and I think that he just didn't want us to miss the point in these two chapters that are here, chapters 3 and 4.